Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
Tough, feisty, scrappy, however you want to get into it. This next player, number 26 on our list, rookie Renardo Green is a fun watch. Already in camp showing out, mini camp OTA showing out, personality, perfect fit, play style. It's the 49ers. This is a 49ers corner if there ever was one. Now, they took him a lot earlier than I had him. I'll get into my draft write-up, my pre-draft write-up of him before the Niners selected him. But the more you watch him, the more you're around him, the more you like him. And just physical. He is the mirror to Juwan Jennings. And you've seen it already in camp. Just pesky, tough, physical. Now, he doesn't have the size of Juwan Jennings, but I'm telling you, nickel corner on slot wide receiver, they're going at it in camp. And Juwan's obviously getting the better of it. He's a 5-year vet, all those things. First day of pads, I remember, they just threw like just a quick hitch route, just like, you know, 4-yard stop route, just catch, sling it to Juwan Jennings. And Renardo comes up and thuds him. You're not supposed to go to the ground ever, right, against your own team. So he comes up and thuds him. And Juwan Jennings just like judo throws Renardo Green to the side. It was just like, well, welcome to the NFL, Rook. And so you always want to see how they respond. Well, how did he respond? That dude was thumping people and driving through people and hitting people the rest of practice. So, like, who are you? You know what I mean? Are you going to get bullied? Or are you going to bully? And he had that kind of, you know, light bulb moment. And then afterwards, he responded exactly how you want to. So fun player. Shout out to Josh, executive producer of today's show. Renardo Green, wearing number 33 out there, 5'11", 186. They like that 6'2", 200. He's a little light, but they like him in the nickel spot. Now, he's playing a little bit of both in OTAs and minicamp. As far as training camp has gone, he's been predominantly inside as that backup nickel role. Diamador Lenore's getting almost all the first-team snaps. Renardo Green's been out there getting the second-team snaps. And there was one practice he missed. He came back the next day. But there was one practice he missed, and, you know, it was Samuel Womack. It was Chase Lucas, those guys were getting those nickel snaps. But it seems like early on in training camp, Renardo Green's number two slot guy behind Diamador Lenore. And he's playing like he belongs. Not a lot of issues as far as like negative plays. And that's the, you know, we all love the rookie highlights, and those are easy to fall in love with and whatever else. But when you're at practice and you're at these preseason games, what gets you playing time, highlights help. It's the ones where you're the highlight for the opposing team with your bust, with your negatives. And as a defensive back, those are just monumental. He didn't have those. He is consistently where he needs to be. Makes it very difficult on the wide receivers and quarterbacks. And that's what the Niners' MO is with DBs. Now, he's got 31 and a quarter inch arms, very short arms, 23 years old. Ran a 4.4940, so just under 4.5, solid. 1.533 cone, shifty. 37.5-inch vertical, 10-inch broad jump. Now, you look at, you plug all those in, Carrington Valentine was a guy who came up, and his play style is more like Cam Smith, who I really liked out of South Carolina. And again, I thought, you know, third to fourth round, that's where I thought he would go. Went late second. Now, the Niners did trade back a spot. We'll talk about that trade here in a little bit. So, like, you know, I always say this. You draft a player, you like him. You trade up for a player, you love him. You trade back for a player, you'll settle on him. And not trying to, like, you know, deflate the Renardo Green hype, because I love this kid and I'm very thankful they drafted him higher than I would have. But in the NFL draft, you don't take him there. Probably wasn't going to be there whenever you picked at the back end of round three. And you already had your target, you know, Dominique Pooney. So at some point, if you're convicted on a player, you just take him. Now, let's go to the 49ers defensive back coach, Bullocks, talk about Renardo Green, the rookie.
Smooth athlete, you know, very mature. He's fluid. The thing is with him is, like, he moved like water. You know, he's changed the direction, got quick feet. And then a guy that it never seemed so big for him. You know, he always even keel. If you make a bad play, you make a good play. He's always even keel. It's never too big for him. He learning two positions right now, which I talked about earlier, which is hard for him. But he's doing a great job handling that mentally. He's not making many busts. He's flying around. He's doing the best he can. He's getting better each and every.
Hey, that's the thing. That clip was during minicamp OTAs, right? So no longer, at least through 2 weeks of training camp, is he playing both inside and out. They're focusing him a little more inside, which I like. And then also, you heard him talk about, like, even after a bad play, even kill. That has shown itself to be true through 2 weeks. Now, his main reps are going to take place in those preseason games. That's going to be paramount for him, which I'm excited about. But whenever you have your coach say all these things about you, and then you go and you show that through training camp, it's just check, check. Like, consistency, which is, like, that's antithetical to what it means to be a rookie in the NFL. Consistency is lacking, and that's what stops rookies and younger players from being there. You've heard Kyle Shanahan say the phrase so many times, the moment's not too big for him. Bright lights aren't too big for him. We can trust him in a big moment. Like, those type of character traits, 49ers value big time. Now, he grew up, born and raised in Orlando, Florida, went to Wekiva High School, then Florida State. So he's been in Florida predominantly his entire life. Huge track guy, posted 11.3 in the 100-meter dash, which is fast. It's not, like, amazing, but it's fast. 21-foot, 2-inch long jump, that's great. Nickname growing up was Duda Green. And chose Florida State over Ohio State, stayed closer to home, played safety, nickel, outside corner, inside corner, that star position, Panther, Jack, whatever you want to call it. Almost every single player for the 49ers, like, on defense, plays that role. I mean, Renardo Green, Malik Mustafa, Talano Hufanga, Fred Warner, Jalen Graham. I mean, you just go on and on and on and on. They love those guys that play that hybrid role on defense that provide the versatility, because they can play the run, they can play the pass, they can play man, they can play zone. that they just value that. And in the future on our draft day, if a player plays that, man, bump them up around. It's just what it is. Was honorable mention All-ACC in 2022, second team All-ACC last year, and he played against some elite players. You know, probably the best tape you're going to find on Renardo Green is against the best player, Malik Nabers. And again, we have this up on the49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel right now. Just scroll down to player breakdowns, Renardo Green. Watch it. That dude was awesome. And to show up in your best game, which they won, by the way. They beat LSU. Florida State did. And a large reason why it was Renardo Green. There's one point where they're in the red zone, like on the five-yard line, and it's three straight targets to Malik Nabers. Went 0 for 3. And got an interception later on. And so I think it was, there were six targets to Malik Nabers that game. Here we go. He was targeted six times, Green was. He allowed three catches for 28 yards. Got beat on a slant, a hitch, and like a quick screen. That was it. And Green got an interception in the fourth quarter to ice the game. So can he play against NFL talent? 100%. An anonymous NFL scout with The Athletic interview. This is what the anonymous scout said. Quote, he fought admirably against LSU's Malik Nabers early in the year, proving his athleticism was more than a match for the Tigers' top prospect, and he also gave evaluators a gauge for his talent level at the NFL. End quote. Malik Nabers went 6th overall. 6th in the first round. Now, you look at a lot more of his tape. He's tough, right? That's kind of what he does. Now, he doesn't have a lot of ball skills. Only one interception, and it was in the biggest game of, you know, his toughest matchup anyway. Lacks some size. That's going to push him down draft boards. Very, very consistent footwork, but tenacity, closing speed, coverage, patience, these are the things that jumped off, you know, the screen for me. He was a 9 on 49ers fit scale. Like, I thought this guy was just a perfect fit. I had him below some corners that went after him, but it just made sense that this was a 49ers guy. You look at his PFF grades last year, 83.2 overall, very good. 86.4 in coverage, good. 61.8 run defense. That's the one where it's like, and while I docked him a little bit. Now, his run defense, it's not like he's scared to hit or, no, he will hit, or not an issue, but there were some issues. There's no doubt about that. You know, my pre-draft write-up of him, this is before the Niners drafted him, held his own versus Malik Nabers. 16 forced incompletions. That's 6th best in the NCAA. Can play all cornerback spots. Pesky corner that just bothers wide receivers. You can see it on the All-22 silent tape. No issues with toughness, taking on blocks, or helping in the run game. Kid is tough. Just absorbs wide receiver speed on routes, but doesn't grab. Wish he had more slot work, as I think nickel is his best fit. Very good in man, just makes life hard on wide receivers, plays way bigger than 186. Lack of interceptions are an issue, but his pass breakups are insane. I mean, this dude, he had 16 pass breakups last year. Like he gets his hands on the football, he just can't get interceptions. He's like a little Charvarius Ward. Yeah, that's what he is. 38 career games played at Florida State in 2 years as a starter. That's huge. So the durability's there, and he lined up all over. Now listen to my traits. 1 through 9. Recovery speed, 7. Footwork, 9. I thought that was his best trait. Ball skill, 6. Because I wanted to put 3 or 4 because he has no interceptions, but he gets his hands on the ball a lot, so I bumped him back up to 6. Strength, 5. That's kind of his weakness. But you see him go toe-to-toe with Juwan Jennings, that's no small feat. Tackling, 7. Run support, 7. He's a back end of the second round guy. Now, we traded back. We were at 63. We traded picks with the Chiefs, which I hate. We gave them our 2nd and 6th. We got their 2nd and 5th. So we fell back one spot, but we jumped from 211 in the 6th round to 173 in the 5th round. Then we traded that 5th round pick with another 5th round pick to get Isaac Garrido. He's injured. We'll see how that pans out. But fun player. One career interception, that hurts. 22 career pass breakups, great. Great, great, great. Played in, you know, I talked about the starts, played in 46 games. So what's he going to be? I think week one, he's the backup nickel. Now the question is, Isaac Yiadom is currently the number three corner on the outside. So when they go nickel, Yiadom and Charvarius Ward are outside and Demo slides inside. That is what the 49ers want. Every first team rep has been exactly that. Now the question is, if Yiadom struggles, now I'm pretty high on Isaac Yiadom, but let's just say he struggles. Do the 49ers keep Demo outside and bring on Renardo Green? Or do they keep Demo moving inside and bring on Ambry Thomas? Now, I know some of you guys just got sick. The 49ers are, Ambry Thomas is rotating in as that next corner. Then it's either Darrell Luter Jr. or Rocky Sin. But Ambry's getting all those reps. I don't like it any more than you guys do. Early in the year, Ambry's one thing. Late in the year, you go back and you watch the playoffs and those games that were terrible to the defense, Ambry Thomas is culprit number one. Number one. Just got abused. Detroit Lions, freaking Green Bay Packers, just abused that man. So, we'll see. Yeah, I want the rookie out there, but, you know, maybe if it's after the bye week, they'll put him out there. But special teams is going to be the way. Practice, learn. The red shirt philosophy of the 49ers, not about to change. I do think, Renardo, that if Demo got hurt, now that changes everything. Now Renardo Green's playing because Renardo Green's getting all those snaps ahead of Chase Lucas and Samuel Womack. So we'll see. And Samuel Womack's just now getting snaps at the nickel, and it's like I think one out of 6 days so far that I've been out there. Like, so it's not like Samuel Womack's permanent position is nickel. He's played inside and outside, but 5 out of 6 days he's outside. So I don't think that's a permanent thing. So Chase Lucas, you know, Samuel Womack, Renardo Green, and then you got Demo, who's playing all. He might be the best player in camp so far, if I'm being honest. Diamador Lenore is balling out. It don't matter where he is. But the rookie, not bad to sit and wait. Remember, all these corners, expiring contracts. All of them. Charvarius Ward last year. Diamador Lenore last year. Isaac Yiadom last year. Ambry Thomas last year. Rocky Sin last year. Chase Lucas last year. Renardo Green's opportunity might not take place till next year. I'm assuming they'll bring one or two of those guys back. But is it going to be Demo? Is it going to be Charvarius Ward? Contracts are contracts. We'll see what goes. But I like this kid. He's a lot of fun. Oh, yeah, before we go, I missed this clip. I apologize. Here's the current 49ers DC, Nick Sorensen, just talking about how fun Renardo Green has been.
I've been really happy with Renardo. The cool thing is he's moving. You know, he's been doing both nickel and corner, and it's not a lot of time, right? You know, it's a certain amount of practices and hasn't fully been a nickel. So he's really embraced the challenge of it. That's the best part. Like, it's never perfect because now all of a sudden we're teaching you all these different coverages, but there's also run fits too, and then that changes. And guess what? You can't like fully trigger and, you know, feel the physicality of the line because there's rules and those guys aren't playing the same. But just with him, it's just the mentality and the competitiveness that I love. We knew the movement skill was there and you see it in man-to-man stuff and he gets those too. But just like he's embraced any challenge that's anything that's hard, I think is he's embraced and he's kind of attacked it and willingly been like, no, man, I want more of that. And that's really been awesome.
You know, obviously you're going to get coach speak and they're going to say positive things and all that. But it seems like every time somebody asks about Renardo, you get specific positive things that are very specific. It's so like it's encouraging. And I'm just telling you, you see him on the field out there in team and one-on-ones. And it's like, yeah, that's what a 49ers defensive back looks like. That's how a 49ers defensive back carries themselves. So, Renardo, going to be here for at least 4 years. How soon he sees the field, I don't know. Probably at some point with the history of 49ers DB injuries. But can't wait to see him. And for us, we'll just keep counting them down. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard every week in Sam Tipper. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, two or six of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams, one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win, so it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. This is the third year of the 49ers roster countdown, and the madness of doing a 90-part series is ridiculous. But some things don't change, and it doesn't matter. 3 years, 2022, 2023, and now we're doing 2024. Juwan Jennings, listen to these ranks. In 2022, the first year we did it, he was 25th on our list. In 2023, last year, he was 24th. On our list. And this year, 2024, he is 25th on our list. Just consistent. And in a league where there's always so many ups and downs and ebbs and flows and ceilings and valleys and whatever you want to say it, Juwan Jennings just is. He is the constant. Juwan Jennings is a flat circle. Somebody got that reference. Shout out to my man Josh for being the executive producer of today's show. Now, what people don't know, Juwan Jennings' first name is Bernie. Burning Juwan Jennings. Not shocked that he went with Juwan, but Bernie's got a nice little ring to it. Now, interesting player coming off an extension. We'll talk about those contract details later. He's had a weird career, and that was way before he made it to the NFL. You can go back to high school. You go back to college. Position changes, quarterback, wide receiver, safety, success everywhere he went. And then to, you know, the NFL now, like, here's another thing. Juwan Jennings had 19 catches last year. That's it. But, man, talk about how big those 19 catches were during the season. Then you look at what he did in the postseason. It's very difficult to put your kind of thumb on why he's so great. Because he's great. Nobody disagrees with that. But, like, this is why. You know, stats don't tell the story of Juwan Jennings. It's way more than that. It's culture, it's attitude, it's tone setting, it's dependability, it's clutch moments, right? He's just awesome. And now we go through his metrics. He was a seventh round pick and got cut his rookie year by the 49ers, who really liked him, had a hamstring issue, never played a game. And so even though he's been in the NFL now for 4 years, he's only played three seasons. That's it. That's it. Now, he wears jersey number 15, 6'3", 215. He's a bigger wide receiver, no doubt about it. 31 and 5'8", you know, 31-inch arms. It's pretty small. 27 years old, still young. Ran a 4.72 40-yard dash. Now, to put that into perspective, that is in the bottom 2% of NFL wide receivers. He ain't fast. He ain't fast. And whatever you usually see, these wide receivers that are quote-unquote slow, 4.7 is fast, but, you know, compared to NFL wide receivers slow, they can't get separation. Juwan Jennings gets separation with the best of them. I mean, it's just uncanny what he's able to do. He had a, you know, you look at his vertical, 29-inch vertical. Not good. Bottom 2% of NFL wide receivers. So he's not fast, can't jump, even though he was a big-time basketball player, won some state championships and things like that. But he's an interesting guy. He really is. He's from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Went to Blackman High School. Then chose to go to Tennessee, the Volunteers, TU. Business administration degree. Love that. Was a four-star recruit. He was Mr. Tennessee in football. Like, this dude, he played some ball. Played basketball. Won a state championship. Was a top 200 basketball recruit as well. He averaged 12.3 points, 3.9 rebounds, and 2.9 assists. In high school. That's incredible. Whole family's full of athletes. Dad played at Northern Alabama, first team All-American there. He's in UNA's Hall of Fame. His older sister Alexis played basketball at Kentucky and South Carolina. She was a all-SEC basketball player. Like, come on, man. Like, the pedigree, check. Played quarterback in high school, threw for 22 touchdowns, led his team to a state championship in 2013 as a quarterback and a safety. He was Mr. Tennessee Division I 3A as a senior. He had offers from Alabama, Penn State, Ohio State, all those. Chose to stay local. Went to Tennessee. Didn't go well. In fact, he got kicked off of his team because, here, I want to give the actual quote. Called the coaches, quote, fake, lying, snakes. That's the end quote, by the way. Yeah, it's what it is. Sorry, there is more to this quote. Quote, coaches were holding them back and to bring us to a coaching staff that's honest, end quote. He gets kicked off the team. New coaching staff comes in, they bring him back. Just when I thought I was out, they brought me back in. Smart of them to do so. He goes out and earns second team All-SEC and was on the Biletnikoff Award watch list in 2019. Made it to the Senior Bowl. But before he left, you know, one of the most iconic plays maybe in recent Tennessee history, just type in Tennessee Hail Mary or Juwan Jennings Hail Mary. You're going to see two 49ers on there. You got Joshua Dobbs lobbing it up at the end of a game, and you see Juwan Jennings coming down with it. Yeah, so, like, that's pretty cool. You know, teammates, he's got a little bit of chemistry with Dobbs. They're probably going to be number two. A little bit more of a competition than I thought it would be. Nickname, Third and Juwan, baby. Third and Juwan. And it fits perfectly. He's become more and more popular with the 49ers fan base, and it's just like, gosh, man. He just fits here. Like, he is a 49ers player through and through. You have guys like Dre Greenlaw, George Kittle, right? Like, these are types of tone setters, maybe the most physical at his position in the NFL? Like, it's up there. There's a lot of guys that come to mind across the NFL that are physical wide receivers. Juwan Jennings is up there, pancaking people, blocking people into Gatorade sets on the side. I mean, he's awesome. And he's just become third in Juwan, those clutch moments. In 2022, he had 23 first down receptions. This year, he only had 19 total catches during the season, but he did have 11 catches in the postseason, which is huge. Great blocker. Talked about the physicality and the energy that he brings. Listen to his teammate George Kittle just talk about the value of Juwan Jennings.
Explain his value. I think every single person in NFL that watches tape, every general manager, every scout, anybody that watches tape, they look at Juwan's film and they're like, holy cow, this guy is one of one. His mindset and his attitude when he's on a football field is completely different. He goes to that dark place that Coach Shanahan would talk about with like Pierre Garçon, and he just is very violent in the way that he plays the game, which you don't see in all receivers. He will hit defensive ends as hard as he can. He'll hit linebackers as hard as he can. He's not scared of anything. And if you need him to win on a one-on-one rep, he's going to win on that one-on-one rep. He's got incredibly strong hands. And it's just when you can, for a guy that does it all, he runs the routes, he does the run game. He shows up every day, you know, loving the game with a great attitude every single day. And then you get the game day and he makes all those plays. That's someone that you want to be in your building. It's someone that you want to pay. That's someone you want to reward, because he's just going to keep bringing that every single day, and he's just going to raise the standard of everybody around him. So when you have a guy like that does everything, it's great for us.
That's well said. I love George Kittle describing other players. But for Juwan Jennings, like, there's this new term in the NFL called wide receiver plus. And what that means is you're a wide receiver, but you're closer to a blocking tight end as well. Not closer to, but you add this addition, wide receiver plus. The Rams, that's kind of the Sean McVay. You got Puka and you got Cooper Kupp. Those guys, these bigger bodied wide receivers that you could do those crack back blocks against defensive ends and linebackers for that outside crack toss, all those things. Juwan Jennings is him. And so whenever you look at the stats and you see 19 catches on the course of a season, you're like, wow, this dude got a $15 million extension? The answer is yes. Why? Christian McCaffrey was Offensive Player of the Year. Why? A large part because of Juwan Jennings. Now, obviously not all Juwan Jennings, but he plays a crucial role in making all those plays and those running plays work, because he's an asset in the run game and he's an asset in the pass game. He's an asset in the locker room and he's an asset in the fourth quarter and third down. So it's just like you just keep putting pluses. And it's just like, this dude is an addition. Perhaps not on the stat sheet again, but it's what he is. Now, you look at just what he accomplished. What he did in the Super Bowl was incredible. The second player in NFL history to register a touchdown reception and a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. Only two people have ever done that. First wide receiver to throw a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl since 2005. You know, one of the best players. He had four catches, 42 yards, and threw a 21-yard touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. That's huge. Probably would have been Super Bowl MVP, to be honest with you. Now, you look at what he did in the season. 498 snaps, 469 on offense, 29 on special teams. Now, just his offensive snaps, like, again, he's the third wide receiver, and the 49ers run the fewest three wide receiver sets in the NFL. The fewest. He was on the field for only 39% of snaps. And that might have been a little elevated because he started two games for Brandon or for Debo whenever he was injured. So, like, again, like, common sense says, look, it's a slot wide receiver. You run the fewest slot wide receiver sets. You drafted a slot wide receiver in the first round in Ricky Pearsall. Yeah, let's just let this be. But that's not the way the 49ers operate. Cake and eat it too. We want to keep one of the most physical slot wide receivers in the NFL, but we also want to draft a first-round wide receiver that creates space. Different styles. Yeah, I think Ricky Pearsall is going to play all over the place. But, again, the value is culture and locker room and clutch moments. That's why they keep bringing him back. You look at his PFF grades, it's nothing really to, like, hang your hat on. 68.0 overall, 66.2 receiving, 61.7 special teams, 77.2 run blocking, and 88.9 rating when targeted. He had one drop last year, so that's pretty low for Purdy, to be honest with you. You look at his PFF grades in the postseason, though, 82.3 overall, 81.1 receiving. Just shows up. Just signed his two-year deal. Man, and let's talk about the deal. He signed a two-year, $15.3 million deal, okay? He was tendered as a restricted free agent. That was going to pay him $4.8 million. So the 49ers went above and beyond. He didn't show up for training camp and all that stuff. And so this basically secures him this year, next year. And so, like, here's what's crazy. The 49ers picked up more cap space this year. We got $2.1 million more cap space by doing this deal. However, in 2026, there's a void year with an $8.2 million cap hit, which means Juwan Jennings' biggest hit to this team is going to be when he's no longer on it, unless they restructure and do another deal, which is a possibility. We'll see what that looks like. But it gave the 49ers just, look, man, let's keep this wide receiver core together and let's see what it looks like. The Ayuk deal, we'll see how that pans out. But if you look at the career earnings, how much Juwan Jennings has made as a seventh-round pick, $8.88 million so far in his career. Now, what's even weirder, $6.2 million of that was all the signing bonus on his recent deal. So this is a player who has not, I mean, he was looking at, you know, just north of $2 million as a career going into this offseason. The 49ers rewarded him. $6.2 million signing bonus. Get him a bunch of cash up front. Reward him for what he's put through and what he's done for your team. Now, what's interesting to me, I didn't know this. Shout out to Josh. We got the draft pick to select Juwan Jennings, seventh round pick, 217th overall, because we traded Eli Harold to the Lions for that pick. It was a future seventh. So we traded Eli Harold. We were probably going to cut him. They gave us a future seventh, and that pick eventually turned out to be Juwan Jennings, Eli Harold. What a name for the past, right? How cool is that? So that's where he is. Now, what does 2024 have to do? Is he going to get more snaps this year? Probably doesn't make much sense whenever you talk about drafting a first and a fourth round wide receiver. Debo and Ayuk are still on the roster. Are you going to run the ball more? Are you going to throw the ball more? Like, what's that going to look like? I do expect his receptions to go up. I would probably say 23 to 25 would be, you know, my kind of bracket of where he's going to go. But again, his impact is felt in much bigger ways than just his receptions. Will his snaps go up? Will they go down? I think they're going to stay about the same. Could see a slight downtick, especially on third and long situations, whenever you want more space creators out there, like a Ricky Pearsall, like a Jacob Cowan maybe. But we'll see. Juwan Jennings is here to stay. And man, we don't fudge the numbers here on 49ers Rush. You know, we all submit 1 through 91 and we rank every single player. And so we had four ballots this year. Then we average all the numbers out and then they slate whatever else. Man, I really hope we're here again. And, you know, Juwan Jennings is in that 24 to 25 category for 4 years straight. But man, just consistent definition of a 49er. Love this guy. The fans love him. The team loves him. Juwan Jennings, appreciate all you do. So glad you're going to be here for 2024 and 2025. And for us, we'll just keep counting them down. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101? You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So one of the staples of this current 49ers run, you know, going back to 2019, is just not quality defensive line, great defensive line play. Several top 10 defenses, several top 5 defenses, and a lot of that has to do with Nick Bosa, obviously. But another kind of staple on this defensive line is you have to have a run-plugging defensive end that can kind of hold it down opposite Bosa. Now, the 49ers, they've done a great job. Cleveland Farrell, you know, you had Samson Ebukam. Those guys are gone. They bring in a free agent that's not even projected to start, and he comes in number 24 on our countdown, Yetur Gross-Matos. Not even a starter. You got Leonard Floyd and Nick Bosa there, but Matos plays this perfect role for the 49ers that is so important. This giant run-plugging behemoth of a defensive end that can come in on the Bravo group or whatever else and just limit the run game even when your studs are out. And they paid him. They paid a premium. Yetur Gross-Matos is the 37th highest paid edge in the NFL. Well, how many edges start, right? 32 teams. You can kind of do the numbers there. He's our number three guy. He's our number three guy. And it just, it's a premium that the 49ers pay because they understand if we control the trenches, we stop the run game, we're going to be able to pass rush, get the interceptions, led the NFL in interceptions last year. That's the role he's going to play. Now, can he fulfill that role for the 49ers? That's something that is yet to be determined. Shout out to my man Josh, the executive producer of today's show. And here's what's interesting. You know, we did four ballots on Yetur Gross-Matos, ranked 1 through 91. Here are his rankings. 24, 25, 25, 24. Everybody kind of slots him in this exact same territory. And it makes sense. Training camp, as advertised, you're getting what you pay for. You know exactly what it is. He wears jersey number 94. We've seen a lot of 94s come through here recently. 6'5", 265. That's the top 84 percentile of height amongst defensive edge players. 34 7/8 inch arms. This dude, he is built like an offensive tackle, and no lie. I mean, you see him out there. Now, he's not as big as Eric Armstead. Nobody is, right? But you see him out there, even in the D-line group, and you're like, who the heck is 94? Like, he is massive compared to Bosa and Floyd and all these other guys. He's just huge. 26 years old. He's got a 34-inch vertical. That's top 77th percentile. 10-foot broad jump, 86th percentile, and 20 bench press reps. Now, you enter in his workout testing numbers. Get this. Listen to these comps. AJ Epenesa, Alden Smith, 91% match. Greg Hardy, Chandler Jones. Now, his play style does not match any of those players. It really, really doesn't. But the physical freak show that is this guy, it does match. Going into his fifth season, born in Atlantic City, New Jersey, raised in Fredericksburg, Virginia, chose to go to Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania State. I've never heard it called that. Penn State. Went to Chancellor High School in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Studied criminology. You like to see that. Was a four-star recruit coming out of high school. And, you know, he's had some rough family issues. Some probably before his memories, but still affected him. When he was 2 years old, his biological father died in a boating accident trying to rescue 2-year-old Yetur from drowning. Just absolutely heartbreaking. Then when he's 10 years old, his brother died from a lightning strike while they were playing baseball. Just awful. Just terrible things. Now, his brother's name is Shalaw, and Yetur Gross-Matos wore number 55 in high school to honor his late brother, who wore number 5 in baseball. He wore 55. And he says, you know, his brother really applies to everything I do. If I ever think about giving up on something, he just motivates me, end quote. And you know, I always think about, like, should I include this? Should I not include it? And the answer is absolutely should, because this is the makeup and what he's been through to get to where he is. And tragedy is, it's going to affect you. And I think that it's truly affected him just based on what he's said and the type of human being that he's become. Absolutely feel for his family. 10th all-time at Penn State with 19 career sacks. Ranks 11th all-time at Penn State with 37 career tackle for losses. And that's kind of his MO. Quarterback hits, tackle for losses. He's not the biggest sack guy. Coming off his career year for most sacks, and I think it was like 4.5. That's not really what he does. He's a run plugger from the defensive end position. Now, Here's my pre-draft write-up before he was drafted back in 2020. The Niners met with him, by the way, before the draft as well. Guaranteed double team. Guaranteed double. I felt like he was just such a safe play. The ceiling really wasn't there because of the lack of pass rush. But, like, this dude's going to be in the NFL for a long time. Guaranteed double. 2 year starter, 111 tackles, 36.5 tackle for losses, 18.5 sacks. Slippery versus O-lineman. He likes to get into their body and use his hands. Very strong, long hands, arms, right? Never stays blocked and has great gap integrity. A-plus hand fighting. That's one of my favorite things about him. Him and Nick Bosa, that's pretty cool because that's Nick Bosa's thing as well. Super clean, well-rounded. My NFL player comps, I gave you kind of the metric comps. Jordan Willis, who is a Niners guy, and Eric Armstead, but smaller. At defensive end, not the Eric Armstead that was kicked inside. We're talking about those 2.5 years where he played defensive end. That's kind of the role he's going to play. He was the second defensive end drafted in 2020 after Chase Young, another 49ers player. You look at last year, which he spent some time on IR. He had a hamstring issue. 533 total snaps. Plays against the run much more so. 221 of those snaps were run defense, 192 pass rush. Length, length, length. That's just what he does. Now, PFF grades, that's not where he's going to shine. 65.4 overall, 66.4 run defense, 65.2 pass rush, 59 special teams. But I'm telling you, this is a team-oriented defensive run game player. Again, PFF ain't going to measure that. They're really, really not. He's going to make everybody around him better. The linebackers and defensive tackles and nickel safety corner, those guys are going to love playing with him because he is going to do his job consistently. Now, health has been a little bit of an issue. He had an ankle issue in 2021, which missed 2 games. Last year, placed on IR with a hamstring injury, missed 5 games. So, like, it's not like he's missed a lot of times, but you don't like seeing those two, you know, long-term gaps there. But as far as the NFL goes, 100%, you know, injury rate, pretty solid, pretty solid. He was picked number 6 in the second round back in 2020 by the Carolina Panthers. And again, you know, you look at his career stats, 142 tackles, 19 tackle for losses, 30 quarterback hits. That's the most impressive thing about what he's done. 13 sacks, 4 fumble recoveries, 2 forced fumbles, 1 pass breakup. And last year was probably his best year by far, even though he didn't play the whole year. 7 tackle for losses, 10 quarterback hits, 4.5 sacks. If you could get those sack numbers and quarterback hits again, I sign up. But again, how I started this show, you're bringing him in to stuff the run as that third defensive end. Basically, the thinking is, all right, Leonard Floyd and Nick Bosa are out. We've got our Bravo group in. We don't want to get pummeled. We want to control the game, stop the run. That's the whole idea. Signed a 2-year, $18 million contract with the Niners. He got paid. He got paid. His career, $16.4 million earned. And what's crazy is, yeah, he got all that money, but $8.2 million of that $16.4, literally half, was all the signing bonus total guaranteed from the Niners deal. So he doubled his career salary by signing this deal with the Niners. Love to see people get paid. He's got 32 career starts, had 6 last year. The injury kind of messed that up. But he's the number 3 guy. It goes Nick Bosa, Leonard Floyd, your two gross mottos, giant cliff. Who's going to be the opposite defensive end in our Bravo group? It's not going to be Drake Jackson, at least not the first part of the season. He's going to be on PUP. Based on rotations, it's going to be Austin Bryant or Sam Ekwonu. You know, then you've got Robert Beale, Alex Barrett kind of pulling up the rear end there. But they do not have depth. Not going to be shocked at all if they add another defensive end. But they're 1-3 set. Bosa, Floyd, Matos. And that is a solid 3. I'd put that up against, you know, I'd probably, there's 3 to 4 teams that come to mind. But, like, you're talking top 5, you know, defensive end rotation with those three, period. Bosa's incredible. Floyd's incredible. Yetur Gross-Matos, goodness. I mean, he belongs as a fringe starter, and for us, he won't be. He's going to be the number three guy. So really excited. Great addition. Probably not a sexy addition, right? A backup defensive end. But in the way the 49ers rotate their personnel on that defensive line, he's going to play a lot of snaps for us, and it's going to be beyond important. And you stop the run, that gives you the opportunity to get out there on third down, get your pass rushers back in there. He will play a pivotal role for the 49ers this season, and I am so thankful for this signing. And for us, we'll just keep counting them down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com and get started today.